Hey, Janice here, and welcome back as we're going to talk about one of my favourite topics. A response I often hear from women who aren't on track with their plans, or didn't complete their plans, or were completely derailed from the plans, is I didn't have enough time. Time to focus on me. Time to work on what's important to me. Time to complete a plan I know will make a difference in my life. Does that sound familiar? 90% of the time it can be attributed to them not having clearly defined personal boundaries. So we're going to talk about boundaries. And yes, that includes the ability to stop individuals crossing those boundaries. Personal boundaries are guidelines, rules, or limits that you create to identify reasonable, safe, and permissible ways for other people to behave towards you and how you'll respond when someone crosses those limits. They're built out of a mix of conclusions, beliefs, opinions, attitudes, past experiences, and social learning. Personal boundaries help to define an individual by outlining the likes and dislikes and setting the distances one allows others to approach. Now, boundaries are essential to healthy relationships and a really healthy life. Setting and sustaining boundaries is a skill, and I know a lot of women struggle with it when it comes to telling people no. It is a complete sentence. I know, you don't want to. You're a kind person and you truly want to help. You don't want to come across as rude, and if you say no, it feels impolite. Maybe you dislike conflict, and sometimes it feels easier to say yes. You could even be suffering from FOMO, fear of missing out. What if great things happen by me saying yes? What will I miss if I say no? Or maybe you're just afraid, or maybe you're afraid of rejection, because if we say no, we could be setting ourselves up to be on the receiving end of something negative. And we really don't want that, so we try to avoid rejection as much as possible by not saying no and saying yes to everything. Now, let me just say, saying no does not mean you are being rude or disagreeable. It's more about how you say no rather than just saying no. Saying no is about respecting and valuing your time and personal priorities. It's about seeing a way to be more intentional, yes, more intentional about your yes. Setting boundaries, I'll admit, setting boundaries isn't always comfortable, and people may push back if you say no to some things or try communicating your needs more clearly. It's a given, people will try to test your limits to see how serious you are about drawing the line up and how can they cross it. Or they may be used to you responding in a certain way. Maybe you agree on taking on everything. And they may push back when you try to make some changes. Now, that doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. Let's get that right. Let's not get it twisted. It doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It may just mean that you need to be clear and consistent until people adjust to the new way of interacting. Effectively setting boundaries is just one of the topics we cover in This Woman Can Become. The This Woman Can Become program, it's about giving you the tools to get out of your own way, to stop wasting time on the emotions that often hold you back and enables you to focus on creating the career and life you deserve. And it kicks off in the new year, 2021. So head over to www.janicesutherland.com, click on Become to add your name to the waitlist and receive more information as we release it, and we'll talk soon. Have fun creating those boundaries. Take care.